chess freak. And to me, to all the purists out there, the one and only number one rebel was Bill Monroe. And it's very true. And there's arguments about the neo-traditional and the progressive camps of bluegrass. Most of those are argued between the fans because these folks up here, they're not only bluegrass musicians, but first and foremost, they're artists. And when you're an artist, you want to explore, you want to play in the sandbox with other people and see what you come up with. And that's why I have a lot of appreciation for the people on this panel today, because they represent not only bluegrass music, but American music, and then just the love of music altogether. So can we give them a round of applause right here? The purpose of this panel today is to talk about, quite possibly, in my opinion, the highest of high water marks in bluegrass music. Obviously, the Big Bang, again, in my opinion, was December 1945 when Earl Scruggs played the Grand Ole Opry with Bill Monroe. That's when the gasoline to the muscle car that was Bill Monroe happened. And from there, we've had other high water marks. We've had the Beverly Hillbillies with Flat and Scruggs. We've had the Osborne Brothers. We've had Old in the Way. We've had Sam Bush and Newgrass Revival, and then also Alison Krauss in the 90s. And then we had the Old Brother We're Out There soundtrack in 2000. And then beyond that, we've also had bands like Leftover Salmon, Infamous String Dusters, Green Sky Bluegrass, that have really, Yonder Mountain String Band, that have really changed the game and brought this beautiful music into very large venues and new audiences. In my opinion, to be a bluegrass musician is to be a sponge. Bill Monroe was a sponge. He absorbed everything. Whether he said it or not, he was always listening, and whatever he did went into the music. Whatever he heard went into the music. And it's something that, to this day, still permeates. And right now, at least, again, in my opinion, we are at the highest of high water marks with what's going on with Billy Strings and Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. Sierra Hull and Sierra Farrell. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. We're going to talk about where we're at and how we got here and where we're going to at this juncture. So just from my left over, we have Drew Emmett right here from Leftover Salmon, Kyle Tuttle from Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, the icon himself, Jim Lauderdale. One of the pillars of bluegrass, in my opinion, Pete Wernick. And then one of my favorite people to chat with of all time, Ronnie McCurry. So we have two microphones, one over there under you, Drew, right there, and then we have one right next to Pete on the other side if you guys want to just hand them back and forth. I guess just kind of a softball question to whoever wants to jump in. Where are we at right now?
Oh, I know that.